Hey, Iyar, Siman Pei, Alach HaSamech Aleph, Alach HaSamech Zayin. So now we're discussing Koitzel, but a whole different level. Discussing a flower pot. So surprisingly, moving a flower pot can be a major shaila on Shabbos, especially if it has a hole on the bottom or even on the side, because it's nourishing. According to Chazal, it's nourishing. Interesting to know the scientific research on this. It's considered nourishing from the ground. Now, the dispute, of course, becomes, and the challenges become to discuss, to explain how that works when it's on the higher, floors. You're in the middle of a building. You're in the third floor. Nevertheless, when it comes to these types of flower pots that have holes, and especially even if they're no holes, but they're perforated, meaning to say that if something is made of earthenware or wood, it's considered perforated. It's considered like it has a hole. And the Poskim, if you look at the Piskushim, discusses that we don't know exactly what the size of the hole is. So all these types of situations, best not to move these flower pots on Shabbos, either to take them from where they are to place them again. And if it's something that's, let's say, in a vase or especially in a glass vase, now you see the benefits of being in a glass vase, so therefore it's not considered perforated. Now, halacha, there shouldn't be a problem to move it around. Nevertheless, I saw the Piskushim side said, because of all these different sizes, it's best not to move these things around. Unless, like, you have a situation, you have it on the table, you want to move it. Especially on Shabbos. I was thinking that maybe if something is in the sun and it's getting sunlight, you're moved from the sunlight. And probably the person discussed, but I didn't find it. If anyone saw, please let me know. And I would actually be interested to know if that's true, even if it's coming through a window, meaning maybe through something that's being, even the sun is coming through a window, it doesn't really nourish a plant. So interesting shayla to discuss. Someone who asked you this question, she's allowed to take it out of the one place and the next. And really, based on everything we just discussed, if it's something like a vase, or especially in a glass, which shouldn't be a problem, generally speaking, unless like it's on, we said, if it's close to, if it's on the floor or the ground or in the garden, that would be much more problematic. The next halacha that we're discussing is kosev, when it comes to writing. So we know if it's permanent writing, it can be nisa d'oraisa. But if it's non-permanent writing, then it's only nisa d'rabbanan. An example of that, the kids are giving some things that we loved to do when we were kids, and even when we were adults, is when you have like this, mist that's on the window, the crack on glass windows, and you want to make like different marks, write different things, make shapes. The halacha is you're not allowed to do so on Shabbos because it resembles, it's a form of ksiva, although albeit that it's not permanent. Now, another example, the kids actually says in making a mark with your fingernail, or if there's wax, removing wax from a Sefer Torah because it's blocking a letter, that'll be considered writing too. Very interesting. I remember the Prima Gun discusses actually invisible ink, whole discussion about that, revealing it. An example of something that you'll be surprised to hear that the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch actually is lenient with is a famous cake shayla, the cookies and the cakes with the writing on it. So the Kitzur says actually that he doesn't have any problem if someone is eating a cake that has letters, unless it's done for a school for young children. So what is he hinting to? There's a lot of background actually here. Historical background is that they used to have these like cookies with writings, and the idea was if a kid would eat it with certain letters, like kamias, similar to kamez, and these type of Kabbalistic connotations, it would have an effect. Ah, so then we understand why there's even a shayla. But let's say today you have happy birthdays or whatever you have in cakes, really not a problem. Nevertheless, Chofetz Chaim is machmir that if it's the writing is separate from the cake, so then it's best not to cut it, rather the best is to eat it. Well, that would be a source of why you'd like to put your face into the cake, because you're directly eating the cake. But, like I said, according to Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, you definitely have to rely on. Another interesting shayla of writing and erasing is what we used to do when you used to write on a sefer. Today you don't see it so often. Instead of writing your name in the beginning of your book, you write it on the edges of the paper, of the pages. So when you're opening and closing, you're actually forming and deforming, right, cutting away the writing of your name. So this is really, can't be nisa d'oraisa because it's never permanent. It's actually made to open and close. It's actually similar to opening a door. A door, as we're going to discuss in a moment, on a house is not considered that you're building and then you're destroying each time you close and open the door. Why is that? Because it's just part of it. It's part of the house. That's a function of the house. The same thing would be maybe by these letters. Nevertheless, Mishavur says that if you have another sefer, use it. But don't use it as an excuse not to learn. That a kid can't do. Another halacha lemaaseh is a measuring. Measuring on Shabbos is not permitted to be done unless it's a tzorach mitzvah. Business is also a nisa d'rabbanan, me might come to write. However, there are ways of doing, so to speak, buying something on Shabbos in a permissible way. And that is, we discussed this once, you're in a hotel, you need a coffee, you could go to the hotel, to the coffee shop and say, I'm room 17, I'm taking a coffee, and we'll speak after Sabbath. And an example, you could even take a utensil, the Kitzur says, and asks the seller to fill it up, let's say with flour or whatever you need. Well, flour probably would be mukta because you don't need flour, but let's say coffee or whatever the example would be, and then we'll discuss after Shabbos. That's permitted to be done, and even though the utensil actually has a measurement on it, best not to be exact when it comes to, let's say, measure using a measuring cup, especially when it comes to, let's say, your baby, and you're filling it up, you know, formula wise. So you do it almost exact, but not exact. When it comes to the last halacha for today is building. Now, you're not a building Shabbos, obviously, but even Tosefos, even an additional temporary build is not permitted on Shabbos. Now, this is a very interesting sugya. You have in the Maseches Sukkah, you have in the Maseches Beah, Shabbos, I think also. The idea of these type of temporary windows. What they used to have, especially in the old days, they used to have windows that were open and they would be filled and plugged in with types of boards that we either in by doorways they would have a hinge, and therefore they would be making much better, because once something is in a hinge, both on top and on the bottom or on the side like we have today in our doors, so then it would be considered really part of the house, and opening and closing wouldn't be a problem. The problem is where you have a board, and if the board is not attached and you're placing a board, that will be a question. The kids are discussing an even more remote case where you have an opening of a home that's not used often, let's say within 30 days. It means every 30 days, maybe somebody uses it. And now you want to place a board there. So placing a board, there would be a problem. But if you have it hanging, let's say with a rope, and especially if it's above the ground, we'll see actually tomorrow in the more of the alohas. But the kids are saying, especially if you have a hinge or a place where the hinge was, and there's an indication, so then we know, as long as you're not fixing it to the door itself, because that would be a problem, a real bonnet. But otherwise, that would be halachically permissible. Have a beautiful day.